This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE and UC request cancellation of open burning permits at lab. The DOE and the University of California, UC, recently requested cancellation of two air permits to perform the open burning of depleted uranium, high explosives, diesel fuel, wood, and other materials at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, from the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED. The permits were issued by the NMED Air Quality Bureau last March, but were appealed to the Environmental Improvement Board, EIB. The canceled air permits allowed LANL to conduct a maximum of 383 open burning activities each year containing a total amount of 1,584 pounds of depleted uranium, DU, 3,717 pounds of high explosives, HE, 800 gallons of diesel fuel, 91,000 pounds of wood and other assorted materials, including plexiglass, Lexan, and natural and synthetic rubber. LANL has been conducting open burning and open detonation of these types of materials in canyon bottoms and on mesa tops since they first began operations in 1943. Some of these activities involve experiments. Others involve treating contaminated waste that cannot be moved due to dangers of explosions. Over the years, the federal and state governments have permitted these activities. However, in June 2004, the state prohibited the open burning of trash in burn barrels because of the amount of hazardous materials that are released, sometimes more than from a licensed municipal incinerator. Under these regulatory changes, LANL was required to submit to a permitting process that provided an opportunity for public participation. Three citizens groups, Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, CCNS, Tiwa Women United, and the Embuto Valley Environmental Monitoring Group, became involved in the permitting process. The groups then appealed the permits to the EIB. They also led a public postcard campaign against the permits. Concerned members of the public sent in over 700 postcards to Governor Richardson, Senator Bingaman, Representative Udall, and NMED Secretary Ron Curry. In November 2005, DOE and UC filed two motions to dismiss the appeal of the citizens' groups. In early January, the EIB ruled in favor of the groups, and the appeal was scheduled for a March 7th hearing in Española, New Mexico. The hearing may not be necessary because, as LANL stated in their request, quote, if in the future the laboratory determines that activities at these sites are necessary, the laboratory will apply to NMED for the appropriate approvals before such activities are initiated, end quote. Activists are pleased that LANL has made what appears to be an environmentally responsible decision. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, this is a great victory for New Mexicans. We would like to thank all of the individuals and businesses that participated in the postcard campaign, and we would also like to thank the decision makers for their commitment to public health and the environment, end quote. However, activists are still concerned about the existing conditions of the test sites and the legacy of past experiments. Sherry Kotowski of the Embuto Valley Environmental Monitoring Group said, quote, now we have to move forward and monitor the sites. We still need to determine what type of contamination is present and determine the appropriate methods for cleanup, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.